Up to reading and learning about Parshas Lech Lecha, which is really the story of Avraham Avinu. And one of the most famous Rashis on this Parsha is when we're taught about the chesed of Avraham Avinu, the incredible kindness, how he would always take people into his home, and he was so magnanimous with all of the brachos, with all of the great blessings that he had in his own life. And the truth is, there's a reason why the Torah gives us so much detail about what Avraham Avinu was willing to do for other people. My brother actually sent me a beautiful interpretation this week of Reb Zevin, where the Torah says in our Parsha about how Avraham Avinu went out because he had a family member who was captured, and he went to go fend, to go fight on his behalf to get him out. But when the Torah formulates that passage, it says, he went out to get him, and he was his relative. And Reb Zevin writes that sometimes we're only willing to do chesed because it's a family member, because it's somebody who I love, because it's somebody who I'm willing to fight for. And Avraham Avinu here teaches us, he went out to fight. He went out to fight because somebody was in danger. Afterward, he found out that it happened to be a close family relative of his. But Avraham Avinu's chesed, Avraham Avinu's kindness is legendary. And this is something that we refer to him as Titin Emes LeYaakov, Chesed LeAvraham, right? We refer to Avraham Avinu as the Amud HaChesed. So there's a fascinating Gemara in Mesecha Sota Daf Yud Daled. And the Gemara says, if you want to figure out what is the theme, what is the underlying idea of all the entirety of Torah, so the Gemara says, then you look at the bookends, you look at the beginning, and you look at the end. And that is Torah Tchilasa Gemilas Chasadim, V'Sofa Gemilas Chasadim. The very beginning of Chumash begins with the Ribono Shel Olam himself making clothing for Avraham Avinu, for Adam HaRishon and for Chava. And the end of the Torah tells us that God himself was involved in the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore the Gemara tells us from here we learn that this is really an underlying theme of Kol HaTorah Kula. This is so important, it's so vital to understanding all that the Torah expects of us. So much so that the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes, Amar David, Shlosha Simanim Yesh Ba'umazu. There are three recognizable traits, three behaviors that we expect of every member of the Jewish people. Number one is we should be rachmanim, we should be understanding. Number two is we should be baishanim, and as we said a couple of weeks ago, a baishan doesn't mean that you go around humiliating yourself. A baishan means that you understand when you're in the presence of greatness, you should feel a little bit of a sense of humility. And number three, hallmark characteristic, a signature characteristic of a Jew is that they are gomlei chasadim. And this is so much a part of all that we are expected to do as Jews. So much so that the Gemara says in Maseches Sota that it's not just a nice idea. This is also part of the mitzvah of vehalachta bidracha. We are supposed to emulate the ways of God. And there the Gemara says, just as God is a being, is an entity that goes out of his way to be malbish arumim, to help clothe those who do not have, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an entity that is mevaker cholim, he goes and he visits Avraham Avinu after he has the bris milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menachem avelim, so too says the Gemara, we have to be active in our involvement, and be people who are willing to be menachem avel, who are willing to be kover mesim, and who are willing to be malbish arumim for those who need it as well. There's a question you can ask, and that is, the Gemara Maseches Sota learns that out from one pasuk, that v'halachta bedracha means that you should go in the ways of God, and you should be malbish arumim, you should be mevaker cholim, and you should be kover mesim. You should do active, different parts of your life should be actively engaged in helping other people. On the other hand, we have a Gemara Maseches Shabbos, where we're told that we should emulate God, and we learn it from the pasuk of Ze Keli Va'anvehu. And there the Torah says, Mahu Racham Lechanun, just like God is caring, compassionate, and loving, so too we should live our lives with care and compassion and sensitivity. We should be Racham Lechanun as well. And you have to wonder, why do we need to learn the same thing from two different sukkim? One pasuk says you should look after the ways of God and emulate them. We learn it from Zekeli Va'anveu. The other pasuk is, Acharei Hashem Elokecha Teilechen. Why do we need two psukim to tell us the same idea? Rav Asher Weiss told me many years ago, perhaps the reason why is because sometimes we address two different personalities who really live life in two different ways. He said sometimes you have a person who is a very caring and sensitive person, and they do really worry about others, and they do really have a soft spot in their hearts or their minds for people who are going through difficult times. But they sit back in their home and they say, look, I'm not a leader of the community. There's not much that I can really do to help or assist this other person who's going through a difficulty. And they say, okay, I feel bad, I'm a rachum lechanun, but I don't do the next step, which is to actively engage myself and to use my talents and to think creatively, what is it that I can do to be actively involved in helping somebody else? On the other hand, he said, you have some individuals who are the first ones to run to do chesed. Take, for example, but I'm not giving this as a negative example. Take, for example, a member of Hatzalah. You have a doctor, or you have a nurse, or you have somebody who's there whose entire life is about helping other people and making sure that they stay safe. So, the first one who's going to run out on the call is going to be the member of Hatzalah. The first one, when somebody unfortunately passes away, is the member of the Chevra Kadisha. And they get so used to doing this, sometimes, unfortunately, they become callous. And they're no longer that rachum lechanun. So yes, you're involved in the malbish arumim, you're involved in the kovra mesim, you're involved in the nichum avelim, but perhaps your heart is not really part of what it is that you do. And therefore the Torah says, we expect both of these from every Jew. And that is number one, we have an obligation to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being a rachum lechanun, by being somebody who cares, by being somebody who is sensitive. But number two, and no less important, we have to take that sensitivity and that caring and make sure that we do something with it and that we actively engage in all the particulars of chesed. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva that chesed is one of the mitzvahs that he says he feels is min hachamuros. It is one of the most important mitzvahs, haseh, if we can really have a hierarchy of mitzvahs. And he says, Ein hamon ha'am nizharim bahem. He says, unfortunately, in his generation, he says, I don't find that people are so worried about chesed. So he says they're worried about many other things. Shabbos scares them, Tefillah B'Tzibur scares them, or at least it should. But he says, when it comes to chesed, people say, there's always somebody else who can do it, it's not really my job. And then he points us to Gemara Maseches Sukkah, Daf Mem Tesam and Beis. The very last daf there in Maseches Sukkah talks about, if you were able to contrast tzedakah, charity, versus overall gemilas chasadim, which one is greater? And Rav Asher Weiss once pointed out to me as well, when we talk about that, sometimes you have a person who thinks just by writing out a big check, that's good enough. That's not good enough. And sometimes it's better if instead of giving the money, you're willing to give of yourself, you're willing to give of your heart, you're willing to give of your ear to listen to someone. Sometimes that's even more valuable than money. But the Gemara here says that in three different ways we find that being involved in gemilas chasadim is greater, is more important than tzedakah itself. Number one, says the Gemara, because tzedakah is only la'aniyim. Tzedakah is only helpful to somebody who's in great need, and gemilas chasadim can be for anybody. So I just bumped into somebody in the store who happens to be a very wealthy member of our community who was not able to get their packages into the car. Doesn't matter how much money you have, if you're not well enough to be able to unload your packages and get them into the car, and somebody helps you, that's gemilas chasadim. Doesn't matter if you're an ani, or if you are an ashir, if you help that person, you have helped somebody, and you have fulfilled the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. Number two, the Gemara says that tzedakah is only bimamono. Tzedakah I can only give with my monetary, with my money that I have. However, gemilas chasadim is gemigufo ubein bimamono. Gemilas chasadim sometimes can mean many different things. Sometimes it means that I give of money, that is gemilas chasadim, but also sometimes it means I give of myself. It's begufo ubimamono. And the Gemara there goes on to tell us how important chesed is, ending off with the pasuk in Micha, Higidecha adam atov ma Hashem daresh mimcha. If you were able, says the Navi Micha, if I was able to boil down, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of all of us? And the Navi says, what is it that he wants? Ki im asos mishpat ve'ahavas chesed ve'hatznei aleches im elokecha. Sounds very simple. Asos mishpat, live a life of justice. Ve'ahavas chesed, we should love chesed. We should run after opportunities to do chesed. And we should always keep that as a tremendous priority. So the Chafetz Chaim writes in one of his svarim, and it's a beautiful passage. The Chafetz Chaim passed away in 1933, and he writes, Ma'od sarach lizaher shelo yechzer lo midas hachesed, afilu yom echad mimei chayav. Now here, the Chafetz Chaim has a chiddush. He says, the same way that we have an obligation of v'hagisa bo yom v'layla, and the Gemara says it means you have to learn every day and every night and make sure that that is a part of your fixed schedule every day, is to learn at least a few minutes of Torah every day. It doesn't have to be that you cut out a whole long period of time if you don't have that much time, so you don't. But we have an obligation v'hagisa bo yom v'layla. It must be a part of our schedule every single day. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the same way that we need to make time for Talmud Torah officially on the schedule every day, so too says the Chafetz Chaim, Ha'adam tzarech lehisonein b'chol yom v'lomar. A person has to live life every day and say, Oy li shahalach hayom belo Torah u'gemilas chasadim. The same way we need to carve out time to learn Torah every day, we need to also carve out time, he writes, to do chesed every day. And therefore, writes the Chafetz Chaim, it's something you need to think about. A chesed doesn't always come your way. Sometimes you have to be a person who actively goes out looking for the opportunity to do chesed. I was amazed a couple of months ago, Rabbi Bluth, Zichrono Livracha, he just passed away, but he mentioned to me when we were speaking a few months ago, he was one of the biggest Talmidim of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He used to drive him all over, and he spent a lot of time with Rav Moshe, and he said, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe where he writes that everybody has an obligation to give not only Meiser Ksafim, we're familiar with a person who's able to give Meiser Ksafim, to give 10% of their assets away to tzedakah or to chesed, but also Rav Moshe says, we all have to give 10% of our time for other people as well. And that was a big chiddush. So Rabbi Bluth told me, what was the background of that tshuva? So he said, that tshuva was written, but really, Rav Moshe first said it in a shiur when he spoke in Brooklyn. So he said, one evening they had a get-together in Brooklyn, whatever it was, and there were a whole group of people in the shul, and Rav Moshe came, and he said he was the driver that night, so he brought Rav Moshe there. And he said, Rav Moshe got up and he said this chiddush, and he explained why he thinks that not only do you have to give Meiser of your money, you also have to give Meiser Hazman, 10% of your time. So he said when they went in the car on the ride back, he said to Rav Moshe, really, what do you expect? A regular balabas, a regular person in a regular community, who's not on the committee to do chesed, who's busy working. I have children at home, and I'm involved in my work, and I'm involved in my business, and I'm doing all kinds of things. He said, isn't it a little unreasonable to assume that they should give 10% of their time away to others? Isn't that a lot of time? And Rav Moshe said to him, he said, without blinking an eyelash, he said, Rav Moshe said right away, I was mekel for the balabatim. I give 50% of my time away for other people. So he said to Rav Moshe, 50% of your time? Really? You're giving shiurim, he said. At least you're teaching Torah. At least that's what you... He said, no, I'm not talking about the tshuvas that I write and the shiurim that I give. I give 50% away of my time to other people who need it. And he said to me, he said he never spoke to Rav Moshe about it, but he said he believed, maybe this is why Rav Moshe had the tremendous siyata d'shmaya that he did. He told me he never saw Rav Moshe write a tshuva and make a correction. The way the Igros Moshe is printed is the first time Rav Moshe wrote it, that's the way it was printed. No mistakes. Obviously, there are mistakes here and there. Rav Moshe, I'm sure, made a mistake like all human beings make. But for the most part, the Igros Moshe is the Igros Moshe. And it's an authoritative sefer that all of us use. And he said he believes maybe Rav Moshe had that tremendous siyata d'shmaya because he gave 50% of his time away to other people. And not when he taught Torah. He gave 50% of his valuable time to give to other people. That was the Gadol HaDor. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Ba'avon Oseinu HaRabim, he says, unfortunately, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, and we don't have the pillar of Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, he said, we don't have Avodah, it's been knocked out. We don't have the opportunity to bring Karbanos. He said, that means that we need to solidify and strengthen the other two pillars to hold up the world even stronger when we don't have Avodah. And therefore, he says, to redouble our efforts on Torah is something that we need to think about. But to redouble our efforts on Avodah is something we don't have the opportunity, but Gemilas Chasadim we do. And therefore he says, this is the opportunity that we have in our generation without a Beis HaMikdash to emphasize more than ever the pillar of Torah and the pillar as well of Avodah. As he quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, Bechesed ve'emes yichupar avon. The way that we will have the opportunity to gain a kapara is Bechesed, when we are going to be people who will be serious about chesed. So let me close with one amazing comment of Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, where he says, he gives an insight into our davening that we say every day. We're about to say it in Mincha now. So the first bracha of Shemona Esrei ends off, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Magen Avraham. What does it mean, Magen Avraham? So what it means is, we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, the same way that you looked after Avram Avinu, we expect that you're going to be the Magen for us as well. You're going to shield us and look after us and take care of us, just as you did for Avram Avinu. Writes Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, an amazing comment. In the 1600s, he died in 1760 or something, so he writes that if we dare stand up and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Magen Avraham, we want that he should look after us just as he did to Avram Avinu, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. Do we live lives of Avram Avinu? Are we people who focus so much on chesed that we have a right to demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Magen Avraham? Writes Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, if you invest in chesed, in the way in which Avram Avinu did, obviously not to that extent, not to that extreme, but if you do something to show that chesed is a priority in your life, then he says you have a right to in turn ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magen Avraham, the same way you had a relationship with Avraham Avinu, which was a payback for the chesed that he did, we have a right to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should do that for us as well. But writes Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, if you don't do that, if you don't take responsibility, if you don't make that a central focus of life that is lived as a Jew, as somebody who understands how important and how critical it is to be involved in Maisa Chesed, then says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, what right do you think you have to then in turn say the bracha of Magen Avraham? You expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to support you and to look after you and to defend you and to do everything that he did for Avraham Avinu when you yourself are not living the life that Avraham Avinu had lived, and therefore the relationship between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be the same, it's not going to be similar to that which existed between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu.